When the planting season arrives this year, give yourself a belated Valentine by adding Dicentra spectabilis to your perennial bed. Dicentra is from the Greek, meaning two-spurred. Spectabilis is saying in Latin that it is spectacular, which is definitely true. The common name for this little beauty is Bleeding Heart, so named because of the heart-shaped flowers that hang in rows from gracefully arching central stalks. It's also sometimes called Lady in the Bath, because if you turn the heart shape upside down and pull it slightly open, it looks somewhat like a bathing female form. To many observers, the distinctive blossom of Dicentra suggests a lady's locket, or a little Dutch girl with upturned braids, or a row of pantaloons hanging on a clothesline. The predominant color is a rich pink, although a delicate and somewhat less vigorous white-bloomed version is available. The old-fashioned variety grows up to 3 feet with well-shaped hearts that bloom in May. This height may require staking if planted in windy areas. A small tomato cage will do the trick and will be covered by the foliage rather quickly. The flower stalks rise on arching red stems, often blooming before the leaves unfold. A dense growth of foliage serves well beyond the blooming period as a leafy backdrop for later flowering plants. Hot weather and dry conditions will force the plant into summer dormancy on our high plains, but beneath a mulched and moist soil, this heart will beat through the seasons to return again each spring. The plant was introduced to gardens of the Western world in 1842 when the Treaty of Nanking gave plant collectors some access to China and the botanical treasures within. Robert Fortune set out to explore an unknown world equipped with a Chinese dictionary and 3 glass-case terrariums for transporting his bounty back to English gardens. Hybrid versions of Dicentra have recently become available, sporting more compact growth, new leaf colors, and longer blooming periods. The foliage on these newer varieties is quite delicate, with lacy fronds that could almost double as ferns. After blooming, the foliage fits in nicely with other shade-loving plants, such as hostas and ferns. And, like ferns, they prefer heavy shade and moist conditions to do their best. I've found the old-fashioned pink Bleeding Heart does best in our area, as long as wind protection and moist soil is provided. Once a thriving plant has been established, it can be divided and transplanted either in early spring before blooming or while dormant in the fall. A few years ago, I had to move one in the heat of summer in order to accommodate a new walkway. I transplanted it to a protected, shady spot, but had doubts about its survival as the temperature soared and its foliage withered away. However, with some adequate water, some fine wood chip mulch, and a gardener's faith in the improbable, it sprouted new growth from the roots and finished out the season in healthy, though smaller, form. And I'm happy to say that it's still going strong, returning with renewed vigor each spring. In a couple of months, I'll begin to look for new shoots, followed by tiny valentines that peek from green lace, reaffirming the fact that a garden tended with care is capable of giving love in return.